You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
24 hours like we've never seen before in sports. The indisputable greatest of all time in the NFL and in college football moving on. Let January 10th to January 11th forever be GOAT Day. The latest straight from Belichick's mouth and up to the minute on Alabama's fascinating coaching search. Dan Lanning, hype video. Today he'll stay in Oregon. Look who made an appearance in the background of the hype video. That's a bonus coming for Gutierrez. Let's go around the horn.
Unbelievable.
Our favorite coach. The greatest of all time debate is no debate, right? Open and shut, Bill Belichick, and then everybody else. Bill Plaschke, you said as we sat down, he went to as many Super Bowls as Vince Lombardi coached years in Green Bay. Just a stunning thing to consider. We know Belichick's the greatest, so when I ask you for your reaction to hearing he won't coach the Patriots anymore, it's more than just tribute, though. That's just been whispered for months. It's that this is an active decision by Robert Kraft and the Patriots to tell the greatest, you're no longer our coach. Saying that, we now wonder how it would go over, the emotions involved. There were two press conferences today, interestingly. A joint Belichick and Kraft, you see the embrace. It went over 9 minutes, no questions. And then Kraft solo after that. Here's Belichick with Kraft.
It's with so many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here, but at this time, we're gonna move on.
And then here's Kraft on his own later.
What's gone on here the last 3-4 years isn't what we want. So we have a responsibility to do what we can to fix it to the best of our ability.
National panel, there is a lot here. Kevin Clark around the horn to you on the news, on the new reality, and the way this all came together.
Yeah, two types of people commenting on this story. People who know that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time and people who don't follow football. He is the most flexible mind in the history of the sport. Someone who could overhaul his schemes from one season to the next, or in some cases, 1 week to the next. But what he did was he hung around too long, which is a grace he did not give to anybody in his program over the past 25 years. He's the best problem solver in football history, but he couldn't solve this problem, and that's why it was time for him to go.
I've heard you say that for the last 2 months on this here program. Seeing it all come together today, the interesting two press conferences, hearing no questions in the initial press conference. How did it all come off to you?
It's a very delicate situation. And I think you heard Robert Kraft in his press conference basically be noncommittal to anything. He didn't want to answer anything except that Bill Belichick was a great coach and a great mentor. And so I think this is a delicate situation. Nobody wanted to denigrate the last 25 years. And I think that's the way to handle it, frankly, Tony.
Kevin Clark is sure the Patriots are making the right decision right now. Bill Plaschke, I open the conversation to you.
Well, Bill Belichick is not one to elicit much sympathy, but I feel kind of bad for all this. I mean, the guy's 14 wins short of Don Shula, and let's face it, he got fired. Bill Belichick got fired. I don't care what they say, he got fired. And because he was 29-38 the last 4 years, because he couldn't win without Tom Brady, his offense was terrible, his teams were terrible. He, like Kevin said, he stayed too long, and he got fired. And I feel bad for that because he deserves so much more. I'll never forget, Tony, the look on Sean McVay's face after the Super Bowl when he said, I got out-coached by Bill Belichick. It was unbelievable. I've never seen Sean McVay, the great offensive mind, get out-coached like that. So he's had many great moments. This is a
Every
sad
coach
way
in the history of the sport from 1999 on could say that as well. Kevin, I want to turn to you for a question here, because you were in Dallas when the Cowboys said goodbye to Tom Landry, a previous great of all time. and how the Patriots made this decision over the last couple of months and how it was announced today and how you view Belichick.
Yeah, well, that was a very unceremonious departure for Tom Landry from Dallas. This was a little bit different, but you see there, Belichick very on brand, not very loquacious in his statement. And then you do hear Robert Kraft pretty much suggesting that the two parted ways because he wasn't winning anymore. The amazing thing, though, is that you can part ways with the winningest coach ever in the NFL, the brilliant Bill Belichick, and try to think that you can find a better way to do things. That is an amazing admission, I think, by Robert Kraft, not to give Belichick even more time to
work. You believe it's an accurate admission? Clearly, it doesn't sound like you think they can follow a legend and keep what was so keen to the Patriots way.
Well, of course not, because part of the Patriots' way the last quarter century was the decision to draft Tom Brady, was the decision by Bill Belichick to elevate him to a backup, was the decision by Bill Belichick to all of a sudden insert him into the starting lineup, which just brought them all of the gold that they've had over the last last generation. So that's an amazing
thing. Gordy Cronin.
I'm okay with the way that today went down because it ended amicably. Of course, this got tenuous over 24 years, but we put that aside today to let Bill Belichick have his moment. And how I'm going to remember today, but also the news we got yesterday, and also what I've seen over most of my lifetime as a football fan, the last 24 years, is the greatest adjuster in game, the greatest person at preparation. When you gave Bill Belichick a chance to beat you, if you were able to do it, you were putting things on tape that had never been, you're putting things out there that had never been on tape before and being really, really good at it, because he was the aggressor at the same time as being able to defend against team strategy on both sides of the ball. We may never see another coach like that again. He could legitimately coach and teach every single position if only there were enough hours in the day to do it.
But still, it's time for this franchise to move on from that coach, Cordy, after the trip you just gave him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were 4-13 this year over the last couple of years without Tom Brady, 29-38. Everything in life, including football, runs its course. This was time.
All right, well, tell me then where they go next, Cordy, because we're going to have a conversation in 2 minutes about Alabama and the following of a legend. I would argue that college is different than the pros. Following a legend in the pros, not as challenging or tricky. Cordy, where can you see New England going now that they have an opening at the head coaching position for the first time in 2.5 decades?
Gerard Mayo is the first name that comes to mind. It makes a ton of sense. The Patriots worked out a long-term extension for him last year when he was going to interview for the Carolina job because they wanted to keep him in the organization. But here's another name I'd like to throw out there. Brian Flores came up in the Patriots' way. We know he won in Miami, helped orchestrate their turnaround 2020, 2021, winning seasons there. He took over Minnesota's defense. They go from 24th to 11th in DVOA this year. There's a lot to like about a lot of candidates, but I think Brian Flores should also be at the top of that list.
Kevin Clark, what have you heard about this job opening in New England now?
Normally, you never want to follow the guy because the standard is so high. The standard is not high in New England right now because of the way this roster has been managed the last few years. The name that sticks out to me is Mike Vrabel. This is a guy who was in the Patriots Hall of Fame ceremony in October, and he rubbed some people the wrong way in Tennessee because of how much he embraced being in the Patriots Hall of Fame when he was an active head coach with an AFC rival. I think that he is a flexible mind, just like Bill Belichick. He learned a lot from Belichick. He can get through to players really well. If you want to maximize this roster and start the build towards a better roster, Vrabel is the guy. He's cheap. He's available.
Kevin Blackstone?
Well, it didn't seem like Mike Vrabel was going to be available for this job, and now that he is, I think he moves to the top of the list. But I also think that Brian Flores would be would be someone that you would have to examine, give him an opportunity to look at this job as
well. All right,
well.
So what I'm hearing, though, is unanimity in the idea that the Patriot way still means something, and going forward, you have to keep true to your roots. Bill Plaschke, you're shaking your head no.
No, it doesn't. The Patriot way was created by Bill Belichick. He's gone. Let's reboot the Patriot way. Change everything. Blow everything out. Go get a guy like Ben Johnson from Detroit. Bobby Slowick from Houston. Even consider Jim Harbaugh. Get somebody new in there, a new vision, a new culture. They need to change everything. Because Bill Belichick won 45% of his games without Tom Brady. The team is does not championship team without Tom Brady. They need to reboot the Patriots.
There we go. Now, that's a different conversation that came up in the Robert Kraft press conference. And he was very diplomatic, not splitting an atom here. Or they said they were both the greatest at their two positions, and it led us to the success we had. But, Kevin, I want to get you to address the Plaschke idea. They need to go away from what has been the Patriot way.
The Patriot way was just two guys doing their job really well, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I agree a hard reset could be necessary. And remember, part of the infrastructure there is the Kraft family. They're still there. They're very good owners. Sports is ownership at the end of the day. I think it's still a really good job. I think the Krafts can guide and do a reset of the Patriot way that works in a smart way.
That's the future for New England. Just as fascinating, and it's hard to even imagine this where he is in his career, is the perception, the belief that Bill Belichick wants to continue coaching. Can you really see him coaching somewhere else immediately? Plug and play, Courtney? What makes sense?
Atlanta makes sense for a number of reasons. First and foremost, Arthur Blank has tried to land big-name coaches before. He tried to do it with Joe Gibbs. He tried to do it with Bill Parcells. Now, third time's a charm, and you don't have to give up a draft pick to go get him. Remember, they need another. They need a quarterback in 2024. They've got the eighth overall draft pick coming up in a couple of months. Bill Belichick, now will decide, you know, if how much personnel control he has in Atlanta. I think he needs a hard reset in terms of that aspect, but Bill Belichick, the X's and O's coach, would be perfect in Atlanta, and they don't have to give up a draft
Kevin
pick
Clark.
Again.
Yeah, I just called him the best coach of all time, not the best GM of all time, not the best team president of all time. He needs to go coach. Go game plan. Philadelphia, under Howie Roseman, the best GM in the game.
Oh, you're getting rid of Nick Sirianni after this south. one year removed from a Super Bowl because of the way they play? That is spicy from
if
Clark.
If you can upgrade, always upgrade.
Blackstone, you're shaking your head. Is that on the idea of Belichick needing to coach elsewhere?
He doesn't need to do anything. He should go home and reintroduce himself to his couch in front of his big screen television.
See,
his legacy
like
is
he
established,
has to coach
and everybody else is. Yeah, and everybody else is going to think he's going to recreate the magic there.
Pete Carroll says he has energy to coach. The door has been opened. If a team is ready for a plug and play, you got how many great candidates? Carroll, then Saban, then Belichick in 24 hours. I need to say this. That's not just 7 Super Bowls and 8 championships. It's an entire era. Not an era. The era of coaching in pro and college over the last 3 decades. 1980, Pete Carroll was coaching at DBs at Ohio State. He left for NC State. The man who replaced him at Ohio State, Nick Saban. 91 to 94, Cleveland Browns. Head coach, Bill Belichick. Defensive coordinator, Nick Saban. 1999, Carroll, the Patriots coach. Who replaced him? Bill Belichick. Super Bowl 49, Carroll about to get Super Bowl 2. No, Belichick wins number 4 of his 7. 30 for 30 me on just the last 24 hours. And I'll be locked into my couch. Take a break. Buy or sell next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from above the Heineken River Deck.
It's been 24 hours and 8 minutes. The shockwaves of Nick Saban's retirement getting stronger as flight tracker for every Power 5 coach gets turned on. Before that, though, pouring in still the tributes. And again, cut and paste. The greatest of all time, no debate. Not the end of an era, the end of the era. But the news was a stunner. So Bill Plaschke, when I ask you what it is that made Saban the greatest of all time and the one thing you'll remember from him, I also want to know how you felt at 5:30 yesterday.
I was shocked, Tony. I saw him at the Rose Bowl. He looked like he wanted to keep coaching. I'm stunned. What sticks with me is that it's the drive of a college coach to develop young players. He had 125 players at Alabama get drafted in the NFL, 49 first-round draft picks, 4 Heisman Trophy winners. He really helped. You know, no young man played for him for 4 years and didn't win a national championship. That's a great coach. That's a great teacher.
Gordy Cronin.
I was sitting in Matt Eberflus's press conference when this news broke yesterday, and it made me think maybe things could come full circle here. And Matt Eberflus, who needs a defensive coordinator, could go hire Nick Saban, who he coached under at Toledo. But all jokes aside, it made me think about Saban's coaching tree and the tentacles that expand to 13 current FBS head coaches, 2 current NFL head coaches, 9 former NFL head coaches, and the reclamation projects he took on, whether it was Steve Sarkisian to Bill O'Brien, allowing coaches to come into his program and restart their careers. He was the standard in college football and honestly will remain the standard for a long time.
You have a black star.
Well, there's a generation of people in Alabama, young people, who pretty much expected Alabama to win a national championship every 2.5 to 3 years. That's how great Nick Saban was. And the other thing I appreciate about him, other than just winning, is the fact that he really became kind of like the godfather of coaches in college football, right? I mean, he was always bringing in guys who were fired out of another job and letting them sit around, and then they rise up into some coordinator's job, and next thing you know, they're off to their own head coaching job.
Kevin Clark.
More first-round picks than losses at Alabama says it all. The reason he was so good at modern college football is because he invented modern college football. Recruiting departments didn't look anything like what they look like now before Nick Saban. NIL, up-tempo offense. Every time people thought he was complaining, he was actually warning the rest of the college football world what was coming. He bent the sport to his will, and no one like this will ever exist again. Everybody who's succeeding in college football is doing what Nick Saban did. He's the Beatles. He's Elvis. He's everything. He's the man.
Very well said. Just when I thought Plaschke had the headline of all headlines, that everyone who was there 4 years won a championship. Say that again, Kevin Clark. More first-round picks drafted.
More first-round picks than losses.
At Alabama.
At Alabama.
For it to happen within 24 hours with Bill Belichick, it just blows your mind because there's a personality, too, that they both have that I think we all, you know, sometimes we bemoan, but we love, right? When Nick Saban was getting handed the trophy for winning, hello, the national championship, you could see his lips. And he was just, no smile, just like, I should be recruiting right now. You're taking time away from the recruiting trail. That's another thing that sticks with me. The question of whether this is a great job or a tricky job or an impossible job is fascinating to me, and whether Alabama could still be the Alabama they were with Saban with a new head coach. The short list that came out within seconds was, of course, fun to look at, and just naming names, there's no intrigue here, just hot, great coach names. Sweeney, Sarkisian, DeBoer, Lanning, Day, Sanders, Franklin, Kiffin, all sort of variants and buyouts, but if you even think Alabama is thinking about buyouts, I think you're crazy. Dan Lanning, though, today with a hype video release that was not for clicks. You can be assured of that. That he's staying in Oregon. Courtney Cronin, who makes sense for this Alabama
Izzy.
I'll tell you who doesn't make sense. Obviously, Dabo Swinney is not bought into the NIL and transfer portal era. He's out. Lane Kiffin, a hard left from the polished Nick Saban nature. I don't think that they're ready to move on from that aura yet. Deion Sanders is not ready to be in this conversation, so don't even put his name in there. And Brian Harsin, yeah, forget about that one.
So nobody. All right, there we go. No coaches. Kevin Blackstone, talk to me about this job. Is it an impossible job? Is it a good job? And who makes sense?
It's a challenging job. It's a great job. It's the best college football job going the last 20 years. And who makes sense? Did anybody see D'Amico Ryans after they won that game? D'Amico Ryans. Ooh. Here's a guy who's from Bessemer, Alabama. Here's a guy who played for Nick Saban. Here's a guy who was a star in the NFL. And all that energy and passion, that would be a great pick. And I'll tell you somebody else to
but
think about.
But he is
about.
A star in the NFL currently as a head coach. He's going to be the coach
of the year.
It doesn't
matter. Contracts are made to be torn up and bought out. What are we talking about here?
He didn't play for Saban, but he is from Alabama. Kevin Clark.
All right, so Lanning would have been a perfect fit because recruiting is the lifeblood of the sport, and Dan Lanning can do that. The next cut of guys, Kalen DeBoer, Mike Norvell, they can't recruit or don't have a recruiting track record like the elites of the game. What they do have is the ability to win inside the lines. They are great game day coaches. If Alabama thinks the logo and NIL and all the things that make Alabama great will recruit enough kids, those two are the guys to circle.
And Bill Plaschke.
You need to get a good offensive coach. You need to get one now. Kalen DeBoer is the best offensive coach I've ever seen in a game, and that was when he was at Fresno State. He's 104-12. That's his record as a head coach. He's a great coach. He hasn't been in the South. He hasn't recruited in the South. He can figure that out. Great football coach, great offensive mind. Hire him.
Too much news today. Not enough topics to get the points you needed. Courtney Crone and Kevin Clark, that's our showdown next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The best record in the NBA since December 1st. Anybody?
Clippers.
Clips.
It says it right there on the screen, but I heard Courtney first. There we go, Court. Make it 16 of 19 with the win over Toronto last night and make it a three-year, $153 million extension for Kawhi Leonard. And then Leonard saying he hopes George and Harden get extensions. Courtney, it's been 2 months of great play. Is that enough to lock in long-term?
Hey, why not? Boardman got paid. Go ahead and lock up the rest of the core. And this looks like it's an investment that will age well because he's on track to play more than 52 games this year.
Evan Clark?
Yeah, 14-1 since December 1st when Kawhi is in the lineup. James Harden, Lawrence Frank said yesterday, is opening up the entire floor for everybody. This is going to work. This is offensive.
Okay, I didn't realize. I thought you both would go naturally the opposite way because we've only seen it for 2 months and no health and no luck. Wow. Both of you on the Clippers. We'll move on. Victor Wembanyama's first NBA triple-double came in 21 minutes. Look at the passes. What's the most impressive part of this 21-12-10 triple-double?
The 21 minutes he played. The only other player to have a triple-double in that little of minutes is Russell Westbrook. We're going to have to start a new league at some point when Wembanyama gets better teammates around him. He's doing something special that gets him in a showdown every single episode I do.
Let's bring this thing full circle. That full court pass was better than any pass I saw from a Patriots quarterback this year, Tony. Mm-hmm.
16-12-10 triple-double in 21 minutes. And Courtney Cronin. Getting the FaceTime. 30 seconds.
We've talked about the legacy and the impact of Bill Belichick, but let's not forget the hilarious moments he gave us unintentionally and maybe some intentional moments from Bill Belichick, whether it's wearing a sweatshirt with sleeves cut off and holes in it, whether it's telling us that he's onto Cincinnati or putting the camera on his dog Nike during the COVID draft, throwing a phone during the Bills, the loss to the Buffalo Bills a few years ago. I could go on and on. Bill Belichick is an icon for a number of reasons. His dry humor, very much at the top of that list, too.
And the next coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Kevin Clark said. Or the Dallas Cowboys, Kevin Clark thinks. Unbelievable heat. Taking a break. We'll see you tomorrow. 23 and a half hours around the horn.